You with Morning Ireland. It's 13 minutes past seven, and as you've been hearing, a passenger aircraft carrying 60 passengers and four crew and a US Army Black Hawk helicopter collided mid-air near Washington, D.C. The helicopter had three military personnel on board. Both aircraft plunged into the Potomac River, which runs alongside the runway at Reagan National Airport. The collision happened at 9 o'clock D.C. time 5 hours ago. The flight was en route from Wichita, Kansas to D.C. It's understood the collision happened as the passenger jet approached the airport. Fatalities have been confirmed, and so far no survivors have been rescued. President Trump said it looked like a bad situation that should have been prevented. Now, we'll shortly get the latest from our Washington correspondent, but first, let's hear the audio from the air traffic control at the time of the incident.
American 470 Washington, 1 star, 3 Caesar, 17.
Did you see that?
No, they said 2, sorry. I don't know if you caught earlier what happened, but there was a collision on the approaching the 33. We're going to be shutting down operations for the indefinite future if you want to go back to the gate.
Yeah, we witnessed the whole thing of the approaching from us.
DC Fire and EMS Chief John Donnelly outlined what rescue operations are currently underway.
This evening at 8:48, an alert was sounded, initiating a large regional response to a report of an aircraft crash on approach to the airport. This response includes first the Metropolitan Washington Airports Authority's Fire Department, the District of Columbia Fire Department, the Metropolitan Police Department, and the U.S. Park Police to respond into the area and to sort that out. At 8:58, the first units arrived on the scene and found an aircraft in the water and began rescue operations. This incident has grown. There's currently about 300 responders working. We have boats from all throughout the region, police and fire boats.
Roger Marshall, a senator from Kansas, said his state was mourning with the people who had lost loved ones in the Washington, D.C. plane crash.
I want the folks to back home to just know that we care, that we love them, and that this is a time when we'll have to join arms together and help each other out. We've been through things like this before, through tornadoes and floods and things, but it's really hard when you lose, you know, probably over 60 Kansans simultaneously. And I don't want to forget the pilots and the flight attendants, you know, do their job, and the military personnel we lost. You know, all those lives are so valuable, and it is such a tragedy that we lost them.
That was Kansas Senator Roger Marshall. Let's talk to our Washington correspondent, Sean Whelan. And Sean, we were hearing there from the fire chief, John Donnelly, about 300 responders and the hundreds of boats attempting to a rescue and recovery operation now in the freezing waters of the Potomac. But will you talk us through what we know so far about what happened at around 9 o'clock DC time last night?
Right, well, Mary, I'm just back from as close as we could get to the crash site, a place called Dangerfield Island. It's just south of the runways at Reagan National Airport, and we could see activities on the runway side, but also across the river, the Potomac River, that runs up through the Washington area, if you like. It's divides into two sides. There's the Washington, D.C., which is surrounded by Maryland. And then on the other side of the river, you've got Northern Virginia. And because the District of Columbia is very small, very tight, the airports are outside. And on the Virginia side is where Reagan National Airport is. Now, we had a flight coming in just before 9 o'clock on Wednesday evening from Wichita, Kansas. It was an American Airlines flight. A small regional jet. It holds about 70 people. There were 60 passengers on board plus four crew. It was on its final approach to the airport, really, really close in the last 20, 30 seconds of flight before it actually touches down on the runway. And it was in a collision with a helicopter, a Black Hawk helicopter operated by the US Army, had three soldiers on board. It was flying south back towards its base at Fort Belvoir in Virginia. Very low, obviously, at that point in the journey of the American Airlines plane, and the two aircraft collided over the river and wreckage fell into the river. A lot of it seemed to be very close to another military base, Joint Base Anacostia, which will be directly across the Potomac River from Reagan National Airport. The scene, we could see a lot of activity, a lot of fire brigades, police vehicles on the airport side, a big cluster of boats out on the river on the Joint Base Anacostia side, and a number of helicopters flying over, trying to shine light onto the river area, sweeping the area in ever-widening circles because it is a river. Wreckage moves, bodies in the water move. And so the helicopters that were in the sky were having to sweep a larger and larger area as the time went on that we were there.
What more can you tell us about the rescue and recovery operation now, and what hope for survivors, if there are survivors?
That's the question, Mary. I mean, the mayor, the other officials are talking about a rescue operation, but one of the two Kansas senators that was at the airport earlier, Senator Jerry Moran, who had actually lobbied for that flight to be put on by American Airlines. It's only been operating on the Wichita to DC route for about a year. They were obviously, he was very obviously upset and said he was certain that he knew people who were going to be on that flight, but he sounded very pessimistic that anybody would have survived. I can tell you it's very cold out there, about 3 degrees now. The water temperature is about 5 degrees. There are large parts of the Potomac River that are just covered in ice. It's not very thick ice. You wouldn't skate on it, but it's still ice. And that tells you that the conditions are very, very difficult for anybody who went into that water. It's also, of course, very, very difficult for the 300 or so rescue personnel who are on the scene now. They found wreckage there. The helicopter is upside down, floating in the water. The plane is in at least three pieces. Mm-hmm. There's a debris field which is drifting ever wider apart because of the currents in the river. But it's very cold. It's very dark. There's not much lighting in that particular part of the river. And it's really difficult for the workers who are out there on this the conditions. It's windy and rough.
Like you, Sean, I was watching that news conference and they weren't talking at this stage about the cause of or what happened midair when these two aircraft collided. There's been a strong statement, though, from President Donald Trump saying it looked like a bad situation that should have been prevented. What else has he been saying?
Well, yeah, I mean, he said, look, it was a clear night. The lights of the plane were blazing. Why didn't the helicopter go up or down? Why didn't the control tower tell the helicopter what to do instead of asking, did they see the plane? And I mean, you played that audio from the tower. So, yeah, there's going to be a lot of questions asked here. I should say about the airport itself and this whole region in the capital of the United States, the airport itself is extremely busy. Anybody who is familiar with London City Airport will kind of get the picture. It's beside a river. It's one runway that's in use. It does about 25 million passengers a year off of that one runway. So like London City Airport, it has a bit of a feel of an aircraft carrier with planes constantly taking off and landing all of the time. It is really, really busy. And yet the airspace that it's operating in is also in the middle of an extremely dense network of military installations. Like I said, there's that Joint Base Anacostia on one side, the Naval Research Center beside it, the US War College, and the daddy of them all, the Pentagon, just a stone's throw almost from the airport. It's literally the first thing you see when you get off the ground if you're sitting on the left-hand side of the plane as you go out. And there's helicopters constantly flying over this area. There's a police helicopters all the time. And there's a Coast Guard station operates out of that airport. So it's really, really busy. But you imagine that it's also the most heavily controlled airspace in the country. Yeah. So how did this happen?
Sean Whelan, our Washington correspondent, thank you. This is a story we will be staying with throughout the programme. 23 minutes past seven.